He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked should be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressors for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. There is a treasure to be desired and all in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man spends it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, and righteousness and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in a proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but the man that hears speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but for the upright he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Let us pray at this time. Lord, we thank you again for the reading of thy word, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing us being in the church this morning. And dear God, we pray now that you bestow a great blessing upon your dear people. Dear God, we pray that you fill our path with the Spirit of God, that you give him power and liberty from on high, and use him, Lord, greatly this morning to minister to our hearts through the word of God. We pray that souls be saved, Lord. We pray that life be changed, and Christians be encouraging you. And we want to ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
Reaching is yours to hold me still and know that even when you're lost and lonely and hope is gone, you're not alone. Far beyond our understanding there's a hand that leads if you believe. Through the darkness, see the light. Remember, God loves you. Long and winding, with eyes of faith, you'll find a way. And when the journey, it leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of Jesus' arms, sweet loving arms. His peace will follow, his peace is with you always as you go. For now you know that through the darkness there's a light. Remember, God loves you. When you open up your heart, his love will meet you where you are, 'cause he will always be a part of everything you do. He is there to set you free and give you all the strength you need to carry on, to carry on. Oh, through the darkness, see the light. Remember, God loves you. I know he is. does. Remember, God loves you. God loves you.
God bless you. God bless you. I hope you feel loved. Thank you so much for that song. I hope you feel loved. I want you all to feel loved. I really do. I want you to feel loved by this pastor. Some of you, we've been praying for you, and I don't want to mention your name. I might forget somebody, and I definitely don't want to embarrass you, but I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you, but I want you to know your pastor loves you. He loves you, and I want you to feel loved by your pastor. I really do. And a number of you, we've been praying for you, asking the Lord to bless you, asking the Lord to do great things in your life, and I hope you can feel our prayers. I hope you can feel our prayers. But most of all, I want you to feel loved by Jesus. I want you to feel loved by the Lord. You know? I want our visitors to feel loved, don't you? I want everyone to feel loved. I appreciate that song. Proverbs in chapter 21. If you'll turn there, please, if you will, in your Bible. In Proverbs in chapter 21. In Proverbs in chapter 21. Do you have it? Okay, good. I'm going to ask you to pay attention, and I'm going to need your attention, because I don't want you to miss this here. I don't want you to miss it. Okay? And I want you to get every word of it. I want God to bless you. In verse 31, look what it says here. The horse is prepared against the day of battle. But look at verse 31, please. And I want you to underline it, where it says, but safety is of the Lord. And so we're going to talk about that this morning. I'm going to preach to you about that. Be on the safe side. Trusting the Lord. Be on the safe side. Play it safe. Safest thing to do is trust the Lord. That's what I'm encouraging you. Thank you for the amen. I appreciate it. Let's bow our heads in prayer if we will. Okay. Father, we thank you so much and give you the glory and give you the praise that you rightly deserve. I pray that I can be a help to the people. I can be encouragement. And my Father, that will trust you, experience the great blessings of God. Thank you for these precious ones that you helped come this morning. Bless them for their presence of coming. Do something special in their heart. But most of all, you be glorified and praised. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so the Bible says right here that safety is of the Lord. Some trust in the horses, as you can see. And they use the horses and fight and in the battles. And really, they put a lot of confidence in their horses. And many of battles were won by horses. And it was a time where they were wealthy, they were rich, and the more money they had, the more horses that they would build, and more wars they would win. But at times, no matter how many horses that they would have, they would fail. They would fail, no matter how many horses, no matter how many chariots they had. Because we can't put our confidence in the horses, we've got to put our confidence in the Lord. The church say amen there. Amen. Thank you. And so the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And we're talking about that. Let's be on the safe side. And we thank God for our military. We thank God for our Marines. We thank God for our Navy. We thank God so much for our tanks and weapons and our ships. And thank God for the Navy. Just thank God for the Air Force. And I give God praise. And I thank God for it. We should never forget. Are you paying attention? I want you to pay attention. We should never forget that while we're asleep, they're up all night. Under the sea, they're on the land. They're flying in the sky. They're constantly doing what they could do to protect us from being invaded. As such, when Pearl Harbor was attacked, they snuck up on us, and it was disastrous, and people got killed. Some folks are talking. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to pay attention. okay? Because God can't speak to you if you're talking and you're being rude to the Lord. You don't want to be rude to the Lord. And not only that, you don't want the devil to use that to steal the word away from somebody. So I want you to pay attention. Okay, you look up here, right up here. Good, great. And so, thank God for, to God be the praise. We're not taken over by another country. And I know they would love to take over, you know. And look, we take it for granted. If we tried this in the Middle East or some places, they would try to chop our heads off for praising Jesus and serving God and praising the Lord and the choir singing and singers and you coming to church and picking the church of your choice. We got to realize there's people on this earth, they would love to kill us and destroy and take everything, take all our freedoms away. And we thank God and praise God for the victories of World War I and World War II, and to God be the praise. We came so close. Hitler almost had the big bomb, and if it was up to him, I mean we wouldn't be here. But I'm telling you, the reason why we won these great wars, there was a mama that trusted Jesus. There was a daddy that trusted Jesus. There were young men who had the Word of God, and the safety came. It wasn't not because we had. It wasn't because of our tanks. It wasn't because of the planes. It was because of the God that was helping our young men. Amen. It was God. It was the praying mama back at home, praying for a boy and praying that God would help. And so we understood we won that war. We won the wars because of Jesus, you see. So thank God for our military. Praise God for our military. But we cannot put all our trust. And thank God for the soldier. And by the way, hey, we can't say it too much. Thank every soldier and thank every one of them that's willing to give their lives for our freedom. And to God be the praise, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen, amen. Every moment that they spend and their lives are in jeopardy. And so we praise God for each one of you that are here this morning that had part in the service and whatever part you had. And we don't take it lightly, and praise God for you being willing to give your life for our freedom. Amen. And we salute you. By the way, we need this when we see them in the airports, and salute them and let them know we appreciate them. Amen. But at the same token, we got to give God the praise, because the soldier couldn't do what he does without Jesus. Our military cannot do what they do if it wasn't for God. God is the one that's blessed our great land to have what we have. Amen. America, we need to keep it. In God we trust. Amen. Keep it. You voice it in school, young people, and you let them know that that's right. You believe in God. You have every right to believe in God. You have every right to voice your opinion. Voice their opinion about they don't believe God. You voice your opinion. You trust God. You believe God. And in God we trust. We need to keep it on the coin. And God we need to trust. We need to keep it on the dollar. Amen. In God we trust. We need to have it. We need to make it known. We are nation, one nation under God. They're trying to take that out. They're trying to take it out of the, you know, Pledge of Allegiance and all this. Trying to do away with God. Can you imagine that? It's a war against God. But we've got to realize that if our country's going to stay safe, we've got to keep God up front. Amen. They want to throw God out of school, and you bring him in school. They want to throw God out of college. Bring God at work. Bring God in college and take a stand for God. And safety is of the Lord. And God we trust. And Jesus we trust. And made us the greatest nation on this earth. We are the greatest nation on this earth. Because in God, in Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, in him alone. And can I say this? It's not by any other name, but by the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Am I right? I don't want you up and walking around, okay? I don't want you, unless it's an emergency. I know some of them not used to it. You let them know that we're not into getting up and walking in and out and all that stuff, and unless it's an emergency. And some of them visiting, they don't understand. And explain it to them. This is a serious time right now. And God is trying to do, let me say, Lord, we want Jesus to get all the glory around here. What did the church say, man? Amen. And we're striving that everybody be blessed. And we don't want the devil to take one word away from you. We take it serious around here. And so, what I'm trying to say is that by the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. By the name of Jesus, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. At the name of Jesus, sweetest name on this earth, no other name. And let me tell you something. Christ, this nation, been blessed. Not because of the name of Allah or Buddha or whatever name that they're coming up with today. And the fight against the name of Jesus. They don't want the name of Jesus. They don't want the name of Jesus in the Christmas songs, and they're trying to take them to court. They're trying to fire the teachers. They're trying to shut the schools down because they want to talk about Jesus. And know what amazes me? They allow the many of Muslims to have their prayers, but they tell the Christians, you can't talk about Jesus, and you can't pray in Jesus' name. Right here in Knoxville, elementary school, they told the teacher, if you pray over the food in Jesus' name, you'll be fired. You'll be fired. One of the teachers told me they can fire me if they want to, but I'm not going to stop praying in the name of Jesus. God will give me another job. God's blessed this nation. You stand in freedom. You stand in freedom. Please don't talk. Please don't talk. You stand in the freedom of let freedom ring. Oh, you're safe, and God, praise God for the safety. And I appreciate so much the what we have. I thank God, and I give God the glory. But let me tell you something, my friend. If it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for Christ, we would not have the safety. Let me tell you something. It's a crazy world. It's crazy. They're out to kill us. They're out to destroy us. They're out to harm us. They want to blow the planes up. They want to blow the trains up. I'm talking about they want to hijack the cars. They want to kill our kids. They want to come and storm in the malls and kill us all. I said they want to kill us all. And they gunned them down in the mall. And they went into college and shot them down. They went into the movie theaters and shot them down. Are you understanding? It's a crazy world. People are hijacked. Home invasions. And God bless you and every one of you that you're trying to do what you can. I'm not against it. Hey, look up here. I'm not against it. Some of you, you're legal. You carry. You got the gun on you. You're legal. I'm not talking about you illegals. Okay? You illegals. I don't want you to go to prison one day because you're illegal. Okay? You get legal. Nothing's wrong with wanting to carry something. But let me tell you something, friends. You can carry all you want. My text says here in verse 31, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is the Lord. You go ahead and carry, but you're going to have Jesus. There's been those that had their guns but ended up getting killed. There's been those that couldn't even get to them. Don't put your confidence in your gun. You know, I had a young lady walking down the street. I told her, don't walk on the street, not safe. And she said, well, I got my six brothers with me, you know, six bullets, you know what I'm talking about. Ain't nobody can harm me. I said, no. It's not a good thing to be walking alone like that. You know, I got my six brothers. Everything's all right. They found they're cut up and killed and chopped up in the motel down in Magnolia. Now, friend, I don't wish that on anybody, but what that young lady needs is the Lord. Young ladies, I don't care how many guns you have. You're going to need Jesus. I said you're going to need Jesus. Would you please listen to me, dear lady? You need Jesus, sir. You need Jesus. Church, you need Jesus. We got to have God's blessings on us. It's a crazy world we live in. Safety is of the Lord. Thank God so much for our government. Really, I really do. I know they're fighting and fussing, and I understand. And you know what I'm talking about, government shutdown, all that. We don't got to get all into that. But know what we're finding out, what God is showing us? Thank God for our government, but we can't put our trust in the government. I'm seriously. God's trying to wake this country up, really. I'm telling you, friends. I'm telling you, you better trust God. This is going to be a day the government's going to say, no, nothing. You ain't going to be able to get nothing. I'm seriously. There ain't going to be no food stamps. I'm not trying to scare you. It might be riot in the streets, I know. They're about to kill already. Amen. And I understand what people are trying to do and our country is trying to do. But I'm telling you what, we need God to provide and to take care of us. And thank God for what the government's trying to do. But we can't put our confidence in the government. God has got to be the one that feeds us. God has got to be the one that clothes us. God has got to be the one that keeps us healthy. We need God to touch our bodies. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? The way folks talk about is they're all up in the White House up there. You can't put no confidence in that. God give you strength to work. Make some money. God gives you strength to go to work. Get you a business. Prosper you. Tithe. Give. Open the windows of heaven. Watch God bless you with a house, a car, or whatever you want to get, a family. Whatever God can take care of you. He'll keep that. Hey, I know economy gets bad, but God will keep you going, friends. You trust Him. Amen. I'm not saying it's wrong for government to help, and I thank God to help that the government does, but we get to the point, we got to be very careful, and I'm dealing with this as a pastor. Some of them are trusting more in their government, more in their education, and they don't want to do right, they don't want to serve the Lord. Some of them are scared to get married. Because if they get married, they take away their benefits. If they get married, oh, my friends, you trust God. God will bless your marriage. God will bless your family. He'll take care of you. I'm living in a day and age. I'm dealing with a bunch of young people. And they don't understand. I need you to pray with me. And I need you to help me. They need to know the safest thing to do is trust in Jesus, not your education. And I thank God for education. But some of them are putting all their time and their attention into their education. And they end up a failure. And there's no peace. There's no joy. Because what good is education if you don't have Jesus? What good is education if you don't serve God? What good is education? Look at me, kids. What good is school? What good is school if you don't trust in Jesus? Would you look up here at me? I'd rather be like Russell Anderson, a millionaire, who didn't even get past eighth grade. Well, God's blessings on him as a millionaire. Because he tithed and gave and served God in church. Amen. And was faithful. He's given millions of dollars. Hiles Ensign College, Christian College, where Danny's going, enjoying and doing Becky. Russell Anderson gave millions, gave millions of dollars. Millions. Somebody invited him over for lunch at that church. And he was a visitor. And cared about him. And he ended up giving millions away. Didn't even go to college. I'm not discouraging you to go to college. I thank God. God's blessed us with college students in our church. And I praise God for young people, Lord lost, live to see them go to college. And I thank God for that. And Jesus, I thank you in the presence of these people for letting me live to see it. It's a wonderful sight. But what good is it if you go to college if you don't serve Jesus? What good is it if you go to college and you don't live for God? I want you to be safe. I want our children to be safe. I want your kids to be safe. It's a day of pedophiles and rapes and killings and teenagers and drive-by shootings and killings and hijacking the cars. This is a day where the people are ending up, Satan is wrecking and ruining people. It's a day where diseases are coming upon people, and I'm hearing about them dying at young age, and they're dying. The threat of other nations taking over. But our text says in Proverbs chapter 21 here, in verse 31, the horse is prepared against the day of battle. I don't mind you saying amen, but you say a little late response there, and son, look up here, son. Son, look up here. Look up here. I'm proud of you saying amen, but you got to say, if you're going to say amen, you say amen at the right time. You got to know what you're saying amen about. Okay? Or don't say amen at all. All right? Thank you, sir. Verse 31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety. But safety is of the Lord. Now you can say amen right there. Amen. Good. So we thank the Lord for education. And I strive to encourage our people to get it. And I do. And I'm so proud of them. These that have graduated. And praise God for the ones that are striving to graduate. But I want the Lord to bless you. I'm looking for the next stage, the marriage. I'm looking for a godly husband for the precious young ladies. I'm looking for godly Christian wives for these handsome young gentlemen. I'm looking for wonderful babies to be born in the Christian family. I'm looking for you to have a wonderful wife that loves Jesus, wonderful husband. And I want you to be safe. I don't want the devil to destroy your marriage. I want God to bless your family. I want God to provide for you. I don't want you to be beat on by some man. I don't want him to choke you. And I don't want nobody to lay his hands on you. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. You girls are precious. You boys are precious. And I want so much they be safe. But it's got to be of the Lord. Thank God for the policemen, but we need the Lord in on it. And you girls, you make sure a boy respects you. And boys, you make sure a girl respects you. You hear me? You're not to be a punching bag on somebody. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, please. Proverbs chapter 3, please. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, please, if you turn there. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? He shall direct thy paths. Isn't that wonderful? It's a promise, isn't it? And so the Bible says here, verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with what? Plenty of thy presses shall burst out with what? And that is the fresh wine, by the way. That is not the old stuff that turns fermented. Let the church say amen. Proverbs 23 talks about that. It caused the babbling, and it caused the wounds, and it caused hurt, and it caused heartache. So we're not talking about that type of wine. We're talking about how God would bless you, no doubt, with the fresh drink and the juices, and fill your food, cabinets with food. And God, hey, let me tell you something. Your cabinets may be empty. Trust the Lord. He'll fill them cabinets up. Your refrigerator may be empty. Trust the Lord. He'll fill that refrigerator up. I wish the church would say amen and hallelujah at the right time. And you know what I'm talking about. Hey, you may not have a vehicle, but to trust the Lord, he's able to give you a vehicle. You may not have the clothes on your back, but he'll give you clothes on your back. Hey, there is a God that will give you a promotion. He'll give you a job. You just tithe. You just give. You just serve God. And safety is of the Lord. You say they're losing their jobs. Safety. Trust the Lord. There's safety in that. There's safety in that. Safe. Play it safe and trust the Lord, friends. Get that wisdom that God has for you. Isn't that right? Verse 24 and 26. Look at that. Verse 24, that same chapter there. Verse 24 through 26. When thou liest down, thou shalt be not afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be what? Sweet sleep. Amen. Amen. That's something that God can give you. Isn't that right? Only God can give you. The right type. This thing here, the Lord will take care of you. Look at verse 26. For the Lord shall be thy what? confidence. And shall keep thy foot from what? Being taken. See? That's what trusting the Lord does for you. And just trust Him and say, God's going to work this problem out. He's not going to fail you. God, He said, you put Him first. He said, seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put this confidence in the Lord. Philippians 3, 19. My God shall supply your every need. Put your confidence in the Lord. In Him that can open the windows of heaven. In Him that can feed the thousands and the millions and the wilderness. Put your trust in Him who got water out of the rock. Put your trust in Him who fed them Jews when they had no food and made their shoes grow with them and their clothes grow with them and brought them into a land of milk and honey and brought them into the promised land and divided the Red Sea. Put your trust in Jesus who raised the dead, who healed the blind, who healed the sick. His safety is of the Lord. Somebody say amen. David said against Goliath, I'm not putting confidence in this armor. I don't prove it. He took it off. A little shepherd boy. He said, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. And he took the Goliath down and he chopped his head off and won the victory. A little shepherd boy. A little youth. It's a young teenager. Teenager, be like David. Look up here, kids. Look up. Look up here. Be like David. Trust the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you in the name of the Lord. He didn't trust in horses. He didn't trust in anything else but the Lord. And God took that stone right in the forehead, put a hole in his head, knocked him out. God guided that right there, that stone. And he fell. And it was a great victory. It was a great victory. Because he trusted the Lord. May God help us to trust Him. Isn't it right? We got to hurry. Psalm chapter 20. We got to hurry. We got to hurry, friends. It's a short sermon this morning. Look at me, kids. Look at me, kids. It's a short sermon. It's a short one. Okay? So I want you to get everything you can get out of it. Boys, we run that bus out there. Gas, and people work on the buses to get you here to pay attention. Wake them up. You're right. Good. Wake up. We brought you here on that bus not for you to fall asleep. Take the thing off your head. Take your thing off your head. Hey, there's a lot of people got up real early this morning, loved Jesus, loved you enough to get you in church. And you should stay awake. And get, hey, son, we're talking about safeties of the Lord. You need God's blessings on you. You need God to work things out in your life. I'm trying to help you. Psalms 20. Let's look at verse 7 there in Psalms chapter 20, and I want you to underline it there if you will, and highlight it there if you will. Some trust in, let's read it together, please. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Jesus said, you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. There's power in His name. You come to the Father and say, I got Jesus' name here on this. And you promise me, Lord. There's a God that promised. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. And you come to Him and say, my Father, you said, cast my care upon you. I come in the name of Jesus Christ. At the name of Jesus Christ, the devils tremble. At the name of Jesus Christ, hey girls, if somebody's trying to rape you and kill you, I'm telling you what will help you. Start praising the name of Jesus. Say, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your, watch them run out of there. It is happening. And you cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Yeah, there's precious blessings in the name of Jesus. Is that right, my friends? We got to hurry. There's less than 5 minutes. I'm going to close my sermon, so get everything you can get out of it. 2 Samuel. We got to hurry. 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, please. We got to hurry, okay? 2 Samuel. Matter of fact, less than 5 minutes. I'll end early. Even if I got to pick back up this evening. But Psalms, 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. And verse 1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of the song, and the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my what? Fortress and my deliverer. God, the God of my rock, in him will I what? Trust. He is my what? Shield. And horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou saveth me from violence. I will call on the Lord. I'll call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So I shall be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple. And my cry did enter into his ears. Mama cried on him. Daddy cried on him. Teenagers cried on him. The God that made this universe will hear your prayer. And my God will respond. The God that made the sun, the stars, and the moon, and all that is made, all that you see, the God of this universe, that's your Father. He loves you. He loves you. What is it that you need? What is it that you need? Cry to him. I'm looking for God to do some miracles. Let's bow our heads and pray. I'm looking for God to do some miracles. There's some people in this room. I'm telling you, God is saying, just trust me. I'm going to work it out. I know God's speaking. I know God's speaking. I know God's speaking. God's going to take care of you. God's took care of you this far. He's going to take care of you. Amen. God's going to work this thing out. He's going to take care of your enemies. Amen. God's going to take care of you. You serve him. You love him. He's going to work it out. Heads about, eyes are closed. Heads about, eyes are closed. I'm just the choir going to come. Just the choir at first going to come and pray at the altar. Just the choir. Only those that sing in the choir, I'm just asking them to come pray. They're going to help me in a moment. Maybe write down some names, or maybe they'll pray with somebody. Just the teenagers in the choir and adults. Just let them come to the altar first. I want them to come, and I want them to come to Jesus. And I want Jesus to keep them safe. I want Jesus to bless them. I want Jesus to help them. There's great needs that they have. Okay, we got some coming, choir. Choir, you just pray with them right now, choir. They're coming already. Just pray with them right now. They're right here at the altar. Just pray with them right now, choir. Come on. They're coming already. You just go ahead and pray with them right now. They're right here. They're right here. They're right here. You got some others? Yeah, just tell them, come on. Yeah, they need help. Come on. Come on. Hey, the Lord. The Lord will work it out. That's right. The Lord will work it out. The Lord will work it out. You can come. Yeah, you can come. You can come. You can come. You can come. That's right. The rest of you can come if you want to. You can come.